Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And we're going to start with someone who, it seems, was called a veteran his entire life.
Thank you.
And the veteran was trombonist Al Gray, a mere 63 at the time of this May 88 recording at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in New Jersey. Gray is still best known for his two stints with the Basie Band. He joined Basie initially in 57, but left in 61 with fellow Basieite Billy Mitchell to form their own sextet. But it wasn't a commercial success, and in 64, Gray rejoined Basie. This album on Chiroscope is billed as the new Al Gray Quintet. It has a two-trombone front line. His son Mike Gray joins him. Joe Cohen, son of the famous Al Cohen, who incidentally co-fronted another quintet with Al in the 70s. Joe Cohen is on guitar and occasionally trumpet. J.J. Wiggins, bass, and Bobby Durham drums. That song was written for Al by fellow Basieite Thad Jones, Bluish Gray. Next, Jason Marsalis. That's from the soundtrack from a recent documentary called Heirs of Crescent City, about three generations of a family growing up in New Orleans. Jason Marsalis wrote and recorded the soundtrack. That was Indian Red, recorded May 2014. Other songs on the album as late as June 2015. I say Marsalis wrote all the music. Two of the songs, including Indian Red, are traditional. Interesting, Indian Red is an acceptable term. Reverse the words, and it's not. And, as I'm sure you know, Jason is the drummer of the Marsalis tribe. Ashlyn Parker was on trumpet, Joe Goldberg tenor, Austin Johnson piano, Peter Harris bass. That drum solo was part of the song. the whole album does have a great New Orleans vibe to it. Bossa Nova time. Thank you. Antonio Carlos Jobim's beautiful Corcovado, recorded for Hot Club Records at the Cookie Factory Studio in Oslo, Jan 2006. The leader is the Romanian pianist Marian Petrescu. He moved initially to Sweden and now resides in Finland, so Oslo isn't such a strange recording venue. Bassist is Mihai Petrescu. I assume that's his brother, but as the leader is called Marian, then Mihai could well be male or female in Romanian. Hakon Jacek Johansson drums, obviously a local. Great album, Body and Soul. I'm going to be annoying this week, doubly annoying in fact, and play only part of a couple of long tracks. Here's the first. Thank you. That was the Calvin Owens Blues Orchestra, recorded in Brussels in 93. It's a big band with, strangely for a blues band, a four-man string quartet, plus some special guests like B.B. King and David Fathead Newman. I chose that song, an Owens original, Lick or Split, as it showcased his trumpet playing so well, with support from Bart Bulls on bass, Van der Bruin guitar. Let's have that second part track, and then we can return to, well, return to standard rules. This is part of the famous Take Five classic, but I've chosen to start at Joe Morello's drum solo. Take Five was always really a drum feature. The quality of this recording is quite superb. If you can, sit back and whack up the volume. It'll be like sitting by the drummer in the front row at a jazz club. from another of those excellent Swiss Radio Days series on the Montreux jazz label TCB. Fabulous quality. This is volume 42, featuring the Dave Brubeck Quartet, the classic lineup. Brubeck piano, Paul Desmond alto, Eugene Wright bass, but they all have mere walk-on parts, as I specifically highlighted Joe Morello's wondrous drum work, recorded live, as are all the Swiss Radio Days and Night series, live at the Congress House, Zurich, September 64. That was amazingly well recorded. Swiss, of course, so to be expected. It's vocal time.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby.
I'm not home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now, real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away.
Expect me any day now, real soon. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night.
And everything is gonna be fine.
Please come on.
Coming home, baby, now.
I want to feel you hold me tight.
Expect to see me now anytime.
When I'm in your arms.
I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your phone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
And baby, let me hear you say.
I'm coming home, you hearing what I say.
As you're coming home.
And I never will go away. I'm coming home. I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
What to eat or ride a phone.
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you're.
Baby, I'm for sure coming home. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Mel Torme with the title song from an Atlantic LP, Coming Home Baby. Mel's first for Atlantic. He'd been with the Verve label for some years, but when that label was sold to MGM, its owners didn't keep him on contract. And it's a rather different style for Torme. More Mos Allison-like. Coming Home Baby was a big hit for him in 62-63, so a successful change of label. He was backed by the Klaus Ogerman Orchestra on Coming Home Baby and one other in New York, September 62. On the rest of the album, he was backed by the Shorty Rogers Orchestra, July 62, in LA. Next, a university big band. That band has the rather cumbersome title of the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire Jazz Ensemble 1, directed by Robert Bakker. That was recorded December 92 at the Ganther Auditorium, UW-Eau Claire campus. I chose that ensemble piece, Songbird. Many universities have recorded their jazz big bands, and without exception, they're always worth the listen. This is a Walrus Records album called Jazz in Clear Water. Next, a piano solo piece and one of our fave songs and fave pianists. Pianist David Hazeltine's December 2013 Systems 2 Brooklyn, New York recorded album is called I Remember Cedar, for Cedar Walton, obviously. It's all a piano-based drums lineup, except for that closing track, Over the Rainbow. Cedar Walton had long been an inspiration to the younger Hazeltine, and they'd also been firm friends for years, and at Dizzy's Coca-Cola Club in New York on one occasion, Cedar had dedicated his Cedar's piano solo version of Over the Rainbow to Hazeltine and his wife Lizzie for their two birthdays. Bassist David Williams and drummer Joe Farnsworth make up the trio on all the other tracks. It's Ellington time. Thank you. title song from Ellington's Afro Bosa LP. Ellington always pronounced the O in bossa as in a long O, Bosa, and it's his call, so that's fine. And there's actually no bossa as we know it. All the rage in that period, Jan 63, but of course, Ellington had often done concept albums before. This is all of Afro-Latin grooves, but it was never performed as an extended work live on stage. Recorded for Reprise Records from November 62 to Jan 63. Ellington described his work in his customary way as a gut bucket bolero in a primitive rhythm executed in a pre-primitive manner, unquote. An Ellington Strayhorn collaboration. Only complaint is that it's so quiet at the beginning and builds in volume, which makes it difficult to get the volume right. Hope I did okay. Another vocal.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, Georgia. Georgia. A song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight on the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you, Georgia, Georgia, no I find just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia, Georgia, Georgia on my mind.
And that was Barbara Russell on a United Artists LP called Golden Blues, one of three she made in the early 60s. That was the Hoagy Carmichael classic Georgia, with Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, but I can find no mention anywhere of the other musos. Recorded Feb 62 in New York. Her LP covers were always dramatic. Barbara was red-haired and always wore the brightest of red dresses. Tenorman Scott Hamilton's next. Thank you. Tenor man Scott Hamilton on a Concord CD called Race Point, recorded at the Sage and Sound Studio in Hollywood, September 91. And one of our fave Billy Strayhorn compos, Chelsea Bridge. The album is a mix of a quintet and a few duets of Hamilton plus Howard Alden guitar, as we've just heard. Another gentle ballad.
Thank you.
All the Things You Are, recorded live at the Jazz Club Chorus in Lausanne, Switzerland, Feb 91. Guitarist Philip Catherine and the great Dane Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass. And that just leaves us time for a shorty, and it's from an album called Hoagie Sings Carmichael. We play his songs so often, so let's hear Hoagie Carmichael singing his own song for a change. This is Rocking Chair, September 56 at the Forum Theatre in LA. It's a biggish band, so I'll just single out Art Pepper, Harry Sweets Edison, Jimmy Rolls, and Ralph Penner on bass.
Old rocking chairs got me. King by my side, fetch me that ginseng, for I tan your hide. I can't get from this cabin I ain't going nowhere, ain't going nowhere. Just set me here grabbing, grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. My dear old Elliot. How long in heaven she be? Send me sweet chariot for the end of the troubles I see. Old rocking chair, he gets it, he gets it. Judgment day is here. Chained to my old rocking chair.
As always, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've had fun and that you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.